Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Taken from Chapter 1 of Krishna Book. Scene 4, Vasudev Deliberates. Vasudev then requested Kamsa not to be envious of his newly married sister. One should not be envious of anyone, because envy is the cause of fear both in this world and in the next, when one is before Yamaraj, the Lord of Punishment after death. Vasudev appealed to Kamsa on behalf of Devaki, stating that she was his younger sister. He also appealed at an auspicious moment at the time of marriage. A younger sister or brother are supposed to be protected just as one's children. Therefore, Vasudev reasoned, "O my dear Kamsa, the position is overall so delicate that if you kill her, it will go against your high reputation." Vasudev tried to pacify Kamsa by good instruction as well as by philosophical discrimination. But Kamsa was not to be pacified because his association was demoniac. Because of Kamsa's demoniac associations, Kamsa was always a demon, although born in a very high royal family. A demon never cares for any good instruction. A demon is just like a determined thief. One may give him moral instruction, but it will not be effective. Similarly, those who are demoniac or atheistic by nature can hardly assimilate any good instruction, however authorized it may be. And that is the difference between a demigod and a demon. Those who can accept good instruction and try to live their lives in that way are called demigods. And those who are unable to take such good instruction are called demons. Failing in his attempt to pacify Kamsa, Vasudev wondered how he would protect his wife Devaki. When there is imminent danger, an intelligent person should try to avoid the dangerous position as far as possible. But if, in spite of endeavoring by all intelligence, one fails to avoid the dangerous position, then there is no fault on one's part. One should try his or her best to execute one's duties, but if the attempt fails, one is not at fault. Vasudev thought of his wife as follows: "For the present, let me save the life of Devaki. Then later on, if there are children, I shall see how to save them. If in the future I get a child who can kill Kamsa, just as Kamsa is thinking, then both Devaki and the child will be saved, because the law of providence is inconceivable. But for now, some way or other, let me save the life of Devaki." There is no certainty how a living entity contacts a certain type of body, just as there is no certainty how the blazing fire comes into contact with a certain type of wood in the forest. When there is a forest fire, it is experienced that the blazing fire sometimes leaps over one tree and catches another by the influence of the wind. Similarly, a living entity may be very careful and fearful in the matter of executing his or her duties, but it is still very difficult for one to know what type of body he or she is going to get in the next life. For instance, Maharaj Bharat was very faithfully executing the duties of self-realization, but by chance, he contacted temporary affection for a deer, and in his next life had to accept the body of a deer. After deliberating on how to save his wife, Vasudev began to speak to Kamsa with great respect, although Kamsa was the most sinful man. Sometimes it happens that a most virtuous person like Vasudev has to flatter a person like Kamsa, a most vicious person. That is the way of all diplomatic transactions. Although Vasudev was deeply aggrieved, he presented himself outwardly as cheerful. Vasudev addressed the shameless Kamsa in that way because Kamsa was so atrocious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.